Hi, I'm Hugh Weber. Welcome to the Potluck Society. To say that I was an unusual kid growing up in Milbank, South Dakota is one of the greatest understatements of all time. At the age of 8, I determined that my future rested in the governor's mansion in Pierre, or more likely, in the Oval Office in Washington. I became obsessed with President John Kennedy, collecting buttons and newspapers, writing letters to members of his family. This was normal to me, but was completely abnormal to everyone around me. But I believe it was those early years, the things I read, the people I encountered, that established the path that would lead me here, here to this very moment, the Potluck Society. This week, we get to meet another extraordinary young person. Unusual, really. She's a robot builder, an inventor. She's headed to space camp. This week, I get to introduce you to Miss Allie Weber. Though we're not in any way related, I do believe we have an awful lot in common.
Hi, I'm Allie Weber, and I'm a sixth grader from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Just one note, and then I will get out of the way. This interview was recorded back in January, so you may notice that the audio is a little lesser quality than you've grown accustomed to.
I really like inventing, and I've made several inventions, such as the Frost Stopper, which is a frostbite warning system, which you wear like as a glove, and then when you're about to get frostbite, then it'll alert you by beeping and stuff like that. And so it'll alert you before you get frostbite.
Yeah, we jumped right into it, and I'm not going to slow her down.
Last winter when I was sledding at Tut Hill, then I got frostbite, and it was because my gloves were wet, and it really was pretty bad because I don't like frostbite. It was kind of sad, so I decided, hey, there should be something that could stop this, and so that's when I came up with the idea for the Frost Stopper. Then I just put some thought into it, and I kind of researched a little bit. Like, okay, have any other people had this idea, and how can I sprout off of their idea or come up with my own idea and stuff like that? And I came up with the best idea of putting a temperature sensor on the gloves that it will sense when you're when it's below 34 degrees, which is about at an extended period of time when your fingers will get frostbite inside of both of your gloves, and then that's when it will tell you, hey, you got frostbite, you gotta go inside, or you're about to get frostbite.
If you're listening to this in Long Beach, I imagine you're thinking, how impractical, what an impractical young lady. However, we're in South Dakota. There are many, many days below zero, and this is incredibly practical. But wait, there's more.
I also have this one, which is sort of like it's called the Cardgo Caddy. And what it does is it allows you to play cards in the car. So if I can get it open, then it just folds out. And then it's got Velcro on the top so you can like change the different ways that you play and stuff. And so far I've used it with Spot It, Uno, and basically any other card game with a regular deck of cards that I can think of.
You won't be surprised to hear there's a story behind this one as well.
Actually, in fifth grade last year, I used to try to play cards on the bus, and we would always have to like put them in between the seats and stop them from like flying all over the place whenever the bus stopped and stuff. And so I thought there's got to be an easier way to do this. So that's when I came up with this.
There's got to be an easier way to do this. She sounds like a modern day Edison or Tesla. Which is interesting since they're her inspirations.
I used to be a really big fan of Thomas Edison, and I read like all sorts of books about him and stuff. And then I watched a documentary about Nikola Tesla, and now I'm sort of into both, even though they were worst enemies. So
her love for Edison and Tesla isn't entirely academic.
Well, Thomas Edison always got into mischief when he was little because he used to come up with different ideas and he sometimes got a little carried away. Like once he took worms and he put it in a drink, and because birds ate worms and they could fly. So he took these worms and he put them in a drink and he had one of his friends eat it to see if he could fly. And that did not work out so well because his friend got sick. So, yeah.
I had done my research before sitting down with Allie, but this next little segment shows that I was a bit off. I'm still sorry, Allie. So I don't know if you know this, but you are an unusual 9-year-old in that you are...
I'm 11.
You're 11? I thought you were 9.
No.
I'm so sorry.
That's
I'm
okay.
so sorry. You're so much older than 9. I thought you were 9.
You got that
I'm
on the radio.
I'm so misspeaking. No, I'll edit that out. So you're 11. I'm so sorry. So you're an unusual 11-year-old in that not only do you have these great ideas, but you pursue them and follow through. Do you think there's something special about the house that you've grown up in that has made that possible?
Well, I know ever since I was little, I've been immersed in engineering and technology because my dad's an engineer. And I remember when I was really little, I used to have these little like battery operated toy drills that I would always play with and stuff. And then when I was 3 years old, I got my first like work table, which is basically just a bunch of wood and that I got to hammer stuff with just out of the scrap pieces that my dad had. So that's probably where it came from. Whenever I have an idea, my parents are really encouraging and are like, okay, you can follow through with this, you know, and they don't hold me back in any way. And that's a really big help too, so.
I've had the good fortune to meet Allie's parents, and there is definitely a nurture element to her environment. But it is in Allie's nature to create, to invent, to ask questions, and then to explore solutions. From the time she was 5 or 6.
When I was 6, I made a robot that its hands can open and close, and it's got wheels on the bottom. So you can wheel it around, and it has like handles on the back so you can carry it around. Its head pops off for easy storage and stuff on the inside. And it could take a piece of paper and you could put it in its hand, and then you can pull a string and it'll close it, and it can like put it in a recycle bin and stuff. I entered in the science fair that year and I won the science fair. And so my mom put it on her blog. And a British doll company saw it, and they decided to use it as inspiration for their new line of STEM dolls. And that STEM doll line is called Lottie, and they're actually really good, so check it out sometime.
Everyone's familiar with STEM, right? If not, I'll have Allie explain.
Science, technology, engineering, and math. It's basically mostly what you do in like careers that involve engineering and other stuff like that. It's really useful to learn in school now because you're probably going to use it in your future at some point. So, yeah.
And Allie's education isn't going to end anytime soon.
I actually have been looking into colleges since like 2 years ago. I'm not sure if I decided on any yet. I kind of want to get my doctorate in engineering. And I've also wanted to be a NASA engineer or a engineer in my own company, or if all else fails, I'll be a librarian. So last year during actually lunch or all the recesses, I would go to the library and help them shelve books and stuff. So that would always be fun for me.
But Allie's not waiting until college to learn new things. She's already engaging online via Twitter, and her username, Robot Maker Girl. She's prolific.
Well, I like connecting with other people and being able to engage in conversations with them, and it will like benefit me overall because I have more information and more connections than I originally had. Like sometimes other people's ideas cause me to spark new ideas and then combine ideas, and it just works out well, so.
Yes, Allie is saying my favorite word, connection. But she's also doing it in person, through a Maker Faire in Omaha.
Well, Maker Faires are basically a big group of makers that just get together and share ideas and stuff and present their ideas to others. And I think that's a really good idea because, you know, like getting together with other people is always fun, and like combining new ideas and getting new ideas. Like, who wouldn't want to do that?
Who wouldn't want to do that, Allie? But I need to point out that Allie isn't all rainbows and unicorns. She understands that there are sometimes things that aren't as easy because of her age.
Well, it's not always easy because you always hit some bumps in the road, you know, like because I'm younger mostly, I can't get access to some of the softwares I need or some of the, you know, like materials that I sometimes use. And there's been just a lot of roadblocks, but I've gotten through it and persevered, and hopefully I can keep going. So, yeah. Well, like, even if I go to an inventing camp, sometimes, like, I went to a camp last summer and I tried it, but it ended up being too slow a pace for me, so I ended up being a mentor that week.
But you can rest assured, she's focused more on the solutions than on the challenges.
If there's a person that seems to be saying stuff that you already know, just try to branch off of that, saying, hey, is there something that connects to blah, blah, blah with this? And she'll be like, yeah, and then she'll end up probably teaching you something new, she or he.
She has advice for other inventors, makers, and creatives as well.
Just keep going no matter how hard it gets. Just remember that people will support you, and whatever you do, just don't stop doing what you love. So, yeah.
Before we wrapped up the interview, Allie wanted to share one more of her inventions.
For Christmas, my grandma got me this ninja dart blower, which basically shoots Nerf darts and you blow into it and stuff. And over time, as I started using it, I felt my lungs getting stronger, basically. And I got more accurate the more I used it and stuff. And mom was like, wow, this is good lung therapy. And I'm like, oh, I should look into that. Well, I haven't come up with a definite name for it yet, but it's basically a spirometer, like just a tube that has these darts in it. And then you can put different sized washers in the middle that will change the airflow so that when you blow into it, then the dart will go a certain distance. So it's like a dart blower. But then it's like used in spirometry and lung therapy because it would strengthen your lungs and it would be able to chart like your breath and stuff and your lung capacity. Also, it would be usable in space because in space, the spirometers that we use on Earth don't really work because it's gravity-based. So my invention would probably work well in space and in children's hospitals when they get bored of using the other one. And this one would be much more fun anyway, so.
A final word of caution. It might be easy to dismiss what Allie's doing as simple. She describes it in simple terms.
Well, all I do is just think of a problem that I have in my daily life and just think of a creative way to solve it, so.
But I believe this is how all great inventions come to be. You can either dismiss Allie as a young person, a child even, or you can embrace her as the inventor, the big thinker that may in fact make your lungs stronger, she may make your fingers less frostbitten, and she may just make life a little bit more fun. Congratulations, Allie, on all that you've accomplished to this point. Keep making and inventing and creating. We can't wait to see what you do next. This week, instead of an action antidote, a little bit of history. May 29th, 2017 would have been the 100th birthday of President John F. Kennedy. So in the spirit of big dreams for children like I was and like Allie is, a couple words from my favorite JFK speech given in Houston, 1962.
But if I were to say, my fellow citizens,
But if I were to say, my fellow citizens, that we shall send to the moon,
that we shall send to the moon,
that we shall send to the moon,
240,000 miles away from the control station in Houston, a giant rocket more than 300 feet tall, the length of this football field,
made of new metal alloys, some of which have not yet been invented, capable of standing heat and stresses several times more than have ever been experienced,
fitted together with a precision better than the finest watch.
Fitted together with a precision better than the finest watch, carrying all the equipment needed for propulsion, guidance control, communications, food, and survival. On an untried mission.
On an untried mission.
On an untried mission.
To an unknown celestial body.
To an unknown celestial body.
To an unknown celestial body.
And then return it safely to Earth.
And then return it safely to Earth.
and then return it safely to Earth?
Re-entering the atmosphere at speeds of over 25,000 miles per hour.
25,000 miles per hour.
Causing heat about half that on the temperature of the sun.
Causing heat about half that of the temperature of the sun, almost as hot as it is here today.
And do all this.
And do all this.
And do all this.
And do all this and do it right.
And do it right.
And do it right.
And do it first.
And do it first.
And do it first.
Before this decade is out.
Before this decade is out.
Then we must be bold.
Then we must be bold.
Then we must be bold.
We must be bold indeed. That's it. We did it. Thanks this week to the great team at South Dakota Public Broadcasting for their continued support and encouragement. Thanks to Carl Koiser for his help on the audio, to the team at Pony Creek Studios for our theme music, and thanks to my 8-year-old daughter Emerson for her help with that JFK speech. She's a young lady with extraordinarily big dreams, big questions, and a big heart for those around her. It has been great seeing you here again at the Potluck Society. I do hope we'll see you soon. And as always, don't forget to bring an idea to pass.